Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Evangelist Mary Seipert. Welcome, Evangelist.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you. It's such an honor to have you as our guest today, and our listeners are so excited to hear what the Lord has given you to say unto us this morning. Evangelist Seipert, can you share a little bit with us about yourself?
Yes, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. In 1980, I decided to move to Cincinnati, Ohio. I came up in the Church of God in Christ, and God called me in the ministry when I was a young lady, and I enjoy every bit of it. I'm glad to be saved, sanctified, and filled up with the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad that God saved me when He did.
I know that you have such a great ministry as far as speaking of the end times, of where we're at today, and the necessity of the people needing to really, really get down to brass tacks now as never before, because we're right at the door of Jesus' return.
Yes. God showed me not too long ago to tell the people that His coming is soon. Jesus is on His way back. He gave me the scripture, 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter and the 2nd verse. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. That was the first verse. That you be, in the second verse is that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Jesus is on His way back. And this is the message that God has given me to give to the people and share wherever I go, that it's coming so soon. I know we've heard it maybe since we was children, and since He hasn't come back, it seems like the people, even in the church, have really don't seem to believe that He's coming back. In the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, it also lets us know there's going to be a falling away. And that's also occurring right now, that it is a falling away. And in the NIV calls it the rebellion. And we can see that is what is happening right now. In other words, it's an abandonment of the truth right now. They're calling right wrong and wrong right. And God told me to tell the people that they of the Lord will not come except first there become a falling away, and that's known as the apostasy, and the man of lawlessness must be revealed, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And once this person shows himself, the end will come. And we also see in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 10 through 12, and it says, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax cold. And this is the day we're living in. There's an increase in immorality, shamelessness. People are not ashamed to do anything today. Rebellion against God and throwing off of moral restraint. You know, sexual perversion, men marrying men, women with women, doing what they think is right, and they're trying to push it off on other people. There's a great sense of adultery and pornography, drugs. It's on the rampage. It's gotten so bad until they're legalizing marijuana. And people going around high all the time, ungodly music, lustful entertainment. God didn't style music to be used in the way that they use it today. He wanted us to give Him the glory. He wanted us to give Him the praise. But because man in his own lustful desires have made everything looks like ungodly. And it would be just like in the days of Noah, when the thoughts of human hearts were evil continually, the Bible says in Genesis 6 and 5. Also in the days of Lot, homosexuality, lesbianism, and all kind of sexual perversion, these men going around molesting children and babies are getting missing. Older people are getting missing. This thing with sexual trafficking is on the rampage. Kidnapping young people and older people, taking their organs out of their bodies. We better wake up and see the signs of the judgment. Mm-hmm. Jesus is on his way back. And then in 2 Timothy 3 and 1, lets us know that this know also that in the last days, perilous times is going to come. This is the time we're going to live in. We're living in. And 2 Timothy 4 and 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Help me, Jesus.
But after their own lust, shall heed to themselves teachers having itching ears. They got itching ears now. They run to people that will tell them what they want to hear. They don't want to hear sound doctrine that you got to live holy. You got to live right. That you got to give up the world. If Jesus said to live holy 50 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, he's still saying live holy. And I still believe what the Bible said. I've always said the Lord brought me up in the church, a holiness church, Church of God in Christ, and they taught us sound doctrine, and I still adhere to the teachings that they taught us when I first got saved. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to still hold up the bloodstained banner for the Lord. I'm going to still teach sound doctrine. The Bible told me whether they hear or forbear, but they're going to know that a prophet has been in the midst. We need Jesus today. The president needs Jesus. The government officials need Jesus. Amen. We just need the Lord. It's time for prayer. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, what did he say? Turn from their wicked ways.
And he would heal our land and hear our voice.
Yes.
Evangelist, how can we wake the people up today? It's an urgency.
How can we work them up? I've been praying and asking God the same thing, because it's just like the Bible says, they're giving heed to seducing spirits. And it looks like this is the things that they rather hear than the sound doctrine. We just got to seek God and just fasting and praying, laying out before God as never before, and keep on. God let me know that somebody hearing what God is saying is somebody out there that wants to hear and wants a word from the Lord. It may not seem like it, but it is somebody out there that wants to hear from God. They need God. They're searching from God. But it's time for we as evangelists and missionaries and preachers and pastors to obey God, not compromise the gospel just for money. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner, and most of all, we got to be an example ourselves. If God said be holy, we got to show them.
That's right.
That you can be holy.
That's right.
You can live a holy life.
You can.
You got to be an example.
Got to be an example. The people need someone that they can look up to. When you don't have the word, they should be able to look at our lives, evangelists, and see Jesus Christ in our lives and cry out. That conviction should be so loud on them that they cry out and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He won't change. He can't change.
I don't care what the world system may tell us. We got to still hold to the principles and doctrines of the Word of God. God is called for realness.
He's calling for realness. And I'm so glad that the Lord led me to have you as our guest, because this is what the world needs today. Nothing else. will help.
Thank you, Jesus.
But this right here, crying out, asking people, calling people, compelling them to come back to Jesus Christ, because he's the answer for the world today. The moneyness,
yes,
the money is failing. What do you call it? Popularity, all of that.
Yes.
Everything that we are exalting is failing. We need the true gospel.
Yes, we do.
Not a new gospel, but the true gospel.
The true gospel. It hadn't changed.
It hasn't
I'm the
changed.
The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't change the word thing. Man might change. He might make us want to feel like the world don't change. Word has changed, but the word hasn't changed. If you said live holy 50 years ago, he's still saying live holy. Because he's still coming back, whether we believe it or not. Don't let your guard down. Live a life of God. We don't know when the hour he's going to come. We don't know the day he's coming, but his coming is soon. Prepare yourself. If you're not ready at all times, you're not ready at all. If the good man had known when the thief was going to come, wouldn't he have been ready and prepared? Praise God. We got to be ready.
We got to be ready. Evangelist Cyper, will you please pray for our listeners and for our country and for our president? Just give us a prayer that would convince the people's hearts to come back to God.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you this day, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be heard over this station on this morning. God, I thank you. Oh, God, and as my voice is being heard, God, I ask you to hear this petition today, Lord. Save to the utmost, oh, God. Bring your people back into that place with you, a place of selling out, a place of giving up, a place of saying yes to your will, oh, God. Oh, God, it's not about us. It's about you. We know your coming is so soon. Lord, we want you to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes, Lord.
You said if we endure until the end, we shall be saved. God, you see our president. God, give him to make the right decisions. You see him right now. The vice president, the government officials. God, you see the world leaders. You know what's going on in the world today. You know you see all of these babies getting missing and taken away, God. You see and you know these are just the signs of the times. You're coming in so soon, and we pray that we be ready. The songwriter said, I pray that I be ready. Lord, I pray that we all be ready when your son Jesus come again. And I thank you for Sister Gail allowing me to come and speak to your people on today. I hope that somebody's life has been touched today. I hope that somebody hear your voice and seek your face as never before and come running to you and say, yes, I yield myself. Yes, I give them all to you. Yes, I will obey you. Lord, forgive me. And take me back and receive me unto yourself. I'm willing to obey you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Evangelist Cyper. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.